In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A great tempest arose on the sea so that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. But he said to them, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
He ran away from the Lord. The word of the Lord came to him to preach to the Ninevites, but he didn't want to go. Jonah knew what the Lord was like. He knew his mercy and he knew his compassion. The Lord wanted to save the Ninevites. He sent Jonah to preach to them. Jonah knew, as he later would write, that it would be just like the Lord to bring those people to repentance and then forgive them. Jonah wanted no part of it. Count me out. So he got on a boat to Tarshish and sailed in the opposite direction from Nineveh. You can't hide from the Lord. You can't do it. We all try to do it. It's actually pretty stupid. When Adam and Eve believed the serpent's lie, they tried to hide from the Lord and they covered their naked, shameful bodies with fig leaves. You can't hide from the Lord. As the Lord loved the Ninevites, the Lord loved Jonah, even though Jonah ran from the Lord's call. And that ought to be of great comfort for us. The Lord seeks us out. The Lord searches for us. He brings us out of hiding, and he often uses suffering and death to do it. In the case of Jonah, he suffered with internal turmoil about God's grace for sinners. One can imagine that internal turmoil. I don't think it is right. I don't think it is just. Sinners should not simply be forgiven until you and I suffer the problem of our sin and the corruption of our flesh. We will not come to believe that the grace of God in Christ is not only for us too, but is the most important thing, apart from which we cannot live or know God. We will not come to believe that nothing matters more for us than Jesus' suffering and death upon the cross, unless we are suffering with our sin and come to know through the experience of that suffering that we cannot free ourselves. So Jonah ran from the Lord. The story of Jonah being cast into the raging sea is a strange one. Many people doubt that it ever happened. I don't. Jonah being cast into the troubled waters of the sea is as historical, real, and necessary as Jesus being plunged into death upon the cross for the salvation of the whole world. You can't have one without the other. Jesus himself says so later on in the Gospel of Matthew. To the skeptics who were looking for a sign from Jesus of his authority to forgive sin, to eat with tax collectors and sinners, he replied, "No sign will be given to an evil and adulterous generation except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. There is only one God, the God who dies for sin upon the cross. That's the only real deity. He's the only real God. And his suffering and death in our stead and in our place, when he is cast down into the moorings of the earth with the seaweed of our sins wrapped around his neck, this testifies that he alone is God, the God of love and salvation. Jonah's sojourn in the belly of the fish and the fish vomiting him up onto dry land on the third day point forward to Jesus' death and resurrection. It is in Jesus' death and resurrection that we learn everything that there is to know about God. It is there that we learn the purpose of life, the significance of the sacrifices that we are called to make, the meaning of the suffering that comes into our own life because of our foolishness, and the depth of God's love to rescue us from that. There in the cross, we see the Creator who has come for his rebellious children who turned away from the word that gave them life and plunged themselves and all creation into death. There in the cross, we see the love of God that moves him to enter into our sinful condition and make our misery, corruption, and the pain of our own unbelief his own. There in the cross, we see the death of God's Son, who is plunged into the belly of Sheol, cast into the deep, and drowned in the flood of this world's sin. And for what purpose? To redeem us and restore our life to God the Father. In Jesus' resurrection, we see the victory over death. In Jesus' resurrection, we see the promise of our own resurrection to eternal life through his forgiveness. In Jesus' resurrection, we learn that the words of St. Paul in today's epistle are true, that the present sufferings of this life are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. But not only that, it is through that suffering that he strips us of self-reliance and brings us faithfully to the day of the resurrection. How strange it is that the Lord would use such a pathetic man as Jonah to teach these truths and to reach out with the gospel to the wicked citizens of Nineveh. But that is always God's way. To use the Apostle Paul, who had been Saul of Tarsus, a scoundrel, an insolent man, a murderer of Christians who fought against the Lord's grace. To use the Apostle Peter, the one who was certain he had all the strength to be a disciple of Jesus, but blasphemed and renounced him in the courtyard of the high priest. Or to use a sinner like me to preach to sinners like you. That is the Lord's way, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Jonah chapter 1 makes clear that the mariners knew that Jonah was fleeing from the presence of the Lord God. He told them. They were experienced with the sea. They were mariners, but the storm terrified them. It was so violent that not even these experienced sailors could save the ship. What an honest picture of humanity's inability to save itself. What did we just sing? Seek whom you may to find a way that leads to your salvation. Each sailor called upon their various gods, but to no avail. How many gods do we call upon today, but to no avail? There is no God of our own invention that can save us. There is only one God who can save, because he is the only God who is real, the God of love, who dies to save his rebellious creation by entering into his creation and making the suffering brought upon the creation because of our rebellion his very own. Jonah had gone down into the bowels of the ship and was fast asleep, just like Jesus in today's gospel, who is asleep on a pillow as the storm on the Sea of Galilee terrified those experienced fishermen. The captain woke Jonah from his slumber to call upon his God, just as the disciples woke Jesus. What do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call on your God, so that we may not perish. Or the disciples, Lord, save us, we are perishing. How filled with fear and unbelief and sin of despair is contained within those cries. Fear and unbelief characterize the mariners on board the ship with Jonah, just as fear and unbelief characterize Jesus on the Sea of Galilee, the disciples of Jesus. What did Jesus say? Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? But in spite of their doubts and fears, he calmed the sea. Jesus' stilling of the storm should remind us of what happened to Jonah. What are the similarities? What are the differences? Each of them were sleeping on board ship during a raging storm. The doubts and fears of the mariners and the disciples was the same. Jonah had to be thrown into the raging sea by the sailors. And although Jesus wasn't thrown into the Sea of Galilee by his disciples, what happened to Jonah pointed to what had to happen to Jesus. He had to be plunged into death for the world's sin. And there could be no salvation or peace from the condemnation of God's law or the punishment that we deserved. Jesus rebuked the winds and the sea by the authority of his death and resurrection. When he says, peace be still, literally it's quiet, shut up. They could not be condemned in the sea of divine judgment because he had taken the judgment, your judgment, upon himself. This leads to an apparent difference, which is no difference at all. Jonah was the sinner. Jesus was not. Jonah deserved to die in the raging sea. Jesus did not. But Jonah didn't die the death of eternal condemnation. And Jesus bore that condemnation. Jonah experienced Sheol. He was cast into the deep. The flood surrounded him. The billows passed over him. The weeds wrapped around his head. He went down to the moorings of the mountains. The earth closed in behind him, but he lived. He lived. He was swallowed by the fish and vomited up on the third day. In our baptism, you and I are swallowed by the fish. The Lord Jesus himself, the ichthys, which means Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Like us, Jonah felt the burden of his sin, the shame, the fear, the corruption, the threat of condemnation and suffering. But it was Jesus who actually took that burden upon himself for you and me and Jonah and the Ninevites and the whole world. Jesus was not hurled into the sea as Jonah had been because the raging Sea of Galilee pointed forward to the divine judgment he would be plunged into in his death upon the cross for all of humanity. The stilling of the storm by Jesus shows him to be the prophet greater than Jonah. When Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan River, he was destined to die as the Lamb of God upon the cross. A blessed exchange. All of our sin and suffering laid upon him, that the righteousness and new life through his death and resurrection might be accounted to us. His baptism as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and the beloved Son of the Father, was completed in his death and resurrection. Every miracle that Jesus ever performed pointed to the authority of his death and resurrection to restore our life with God, to raise us from the dead, to give us the peace of sins forgiven, and the bedrock comfort and assurance that as he rose from the dead, we shall rise from the dead, for the present sufferings of this life are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. And we learn to pray with Jonah and with Jesus, who has stepped into our condition. I called out to the Lord, and he answered me. Out of my distress, he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol, I cried. You heard my voice. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.